Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
May I have your attention, please? Now, taking the airwaves on 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's own, Gwynn and Chris.
Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
They were trying to make you feel better right there.
Make me feel better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Former Cincinnati livers. People who lived in Cincinnati. I don't know.
Livers? Okay. Residents?
Residents, yeah.
All right.
He just dropped the livers.
And Chris Ello.
I want to just say that Antonio Brown, based on his actions the last year and a half, does seem to spend a little time out where the buses don't run. That's all I want to say.
Gwynn and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Rovino, the foodery, the corner of 9th and Market. Grand opening of this amazing Italian restaurant and Italian food store, Italian market, Italian takeout place.
It's delicious.
You know the name Ello is Italian, don't you?
Oh,
I'm right at home.
I didn't know. So this whole time, every time I put Italian things on to the words, I could have been like, Chris Ello.
You could. Yeah. I don't know what my original name was way back when, but it was something really, really long that ended with Ello at the end, and they cut off all the beginning of it.
Ello Giovanni or something.
So, yeah. So this is making me feel right at home today. I'm having a great time here at Rovino, and we hope you'll come by. If you're on your way down to come see the Padres play the Red Sox tonight, of course, we'll have the pregame show at 6:10, first pitch at 7:10. But we're going to be broadcasting live until 6 o'clock right here at Rovino. It's like a five-minute walk from the ballpark, maybe even less than that.
You can see it from here.
Yeah, so right here on the corner of 9th and Market. Come on by, say hello, grab a little something to eat. They're giving out free samples of everything. There's a line for gelato over there. Scraby, why have you not gotten me gelato yet?
I can.
You don't really have any other job. If you don't do any other job well today, stealing me a large order of gelato has got to be near the top of your list. That's a crucial deal.
The employees here are looking at us strangely because you just said you're going to steal a bunch of gelato.
Steal a bunch of gelato. That's all right. I'm gonna send you over to do it.
Oh, so that okay. I am a crony.
I don't want to take any chances with my reputation. We are going to do Akbar Bajabiamila shortly, the star of American Ninja Warrior and former Aztec great. He's got a book coming out. He's going to join us, talk some football and all that stuff here in a little bit. But right now, we're going to play a round of Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Since Tony is out, I am in as the question master.
You're the MC today?
I am.
Did you see some lady came by where we're sitting here and tried to eat my cannoli?
Would it have been bad if I slapped her hand?
She was lucky I didn't just like...
And she turned to her husband and said, oh, I think he said I could have the cannoli. And I gave her this look like, you do not touch that cannoli.
You don't take my man's cannoli.
Or else I'm going to have to go steal gelato.
Cannoli and gelato.
All right. Today.
All right, what's the rules of Chris versus the Fan? We're playing for Dodger Padre tickets. Tell everybody the rules.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong, though, and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if he gets it wrong, you have a chance to move on to the next question or win. Let's start with our first player, Corey in Fallbrook. Corey, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Good Friday to you, Corey. Thanks for joining us.
Top of the Friday to you. Let's get to the first question. Corey, who was the MVP of the national championship football game last season?
The national championship football game. Are we talking college?
We're talking college.
No idea.
Need an answer. Okay, no idea is incorrect.
I don't have a great idea on this one, but I can name one player on the Clemson team, and that's the quarterback, Lawrence. So if he wasn't the MVP, then I'm going to be wrong.
You are correct.
I'm correct.
Yeah.
What's his first name? Teddy
Trevor.
Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just know he's got the long hair.
He does. He looks like Sunshine. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the whole Clemson team too well, but...
Oh, you don't, huh?
No, I really don't. But I do remember the quarterback, Lawrence, so...
All right, well, there goes Corey. Thank you, Corey, for playing. T in San Ysidro. How are you doing, T? Are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
All hey, right, T. Perfect, T. Let's get to the first question. T, what does SEC stand for?
Can you repeat that, please?
What does SEC, the conference, stand for?
Southern Eastern Championship?
That is incorrect.
Yeah, the key here is that it's the Southeastern Conference.
That is correct.
Yeah, Southeastern. It's not the Southeast Conference. It's the Southeastern, and they get upset if you call it the Southeast Conference.
Well, they need to chill out a little bit. Thank you, T, for playing. Try again next week. All right, next player is Ed in Mira Mesa.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Ed. All right, Ed, let's get into the first question.
Dodgers Padres tickets, Ed. Let's go. Bear down.
Ed, what team did Francisco Mejia come from in last year's trade?
Cleveland Indians.
There we go.
You are correct.
Now we've got it rolling.
Yes, now we got one.
We got Ed. Ed's got it going here.
All right, Ed, second question. Name two of the three NFL teams Julius Peppers has played in his career. Played four in his career.
Okay. Not sure about that one. Okay, let's do... I don't know. Minnesota Vikings and Oakland Raiders. I have no idea.
That is incorrect. Mm. Right. Stay there, though, Ed.
Stay there. I could still miss the question, Ed.
Name two of the three teams that Julius Peppers has played for in his career, Chris.
Honestly, I can only name two, so I hope they're right. Bears and Panthers.
You are correct.
I don't know the third. What's the third?
The Packers.
Is he with them now?
No, I think he's retired now. But he did play for the Panthers before he retired.
Okay. I know he's a Panther and a Bear. I didn't remember him being with the Packers. Now I kind of do.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant, Josh in Lakeside. Josh, how we doing?
Josh will take it down.
Good.
All right. Josh, first question. What was the three-word nickname for the XFL's most popular player in 2001?
He hit me.
You are correct.
You know why Scraby answered that question? Because that's what they called him when he was in high school.
No, they definitely didn't.
Yes, they did.
All right, question number two for Josh. Who holds the record for averaging the most yards rushing per game in a season? For the NCAA.
NCAA.
Oh,
yes, sorry.
NCAA.
College football, what is it now? Most yards rushing
per game average.
Per game.
Per
not
game.
Per carry.
Per game.
Per game Pumphrey. Average. My goodness.
What do you say?
I said DJ Pumphrey.
Pumphrey.
Good guess, but that is incorrect. Stay there, though, because I don't know that Chris knows this. But
I don't have any idea. LT?
Incorrect. Another great guess.
Who
so you're staying there. Who are we with? I'm sorry. We are with
Josh.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders holds the record for most yards per game, huh?
Get this, 238.9 yards a game. That is ridiculous.
He got about He got about 600 that year in the Holiday Bowl to finish out his career against Wyoming.
All right, let's get to the third question. If Josh gets this right, then he gets a pair of tickets to see the Dodgers take on the Padres Monday. Let's go.
Let's get it, Josh.
Who is the first rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl era to throw three touchdown passes in a playoff game?
Boy, that's a tough one.
First rookie quarterback?
Yep. Throw three touchdowns in a game.
In any playoff game.
In any playoff game.
Not just the Super Bowl, but
correct.
Just any
in the Super Bowl era.
Game.
Right. What do you got, Josh?
Troy Aikman.
He that is
Troy
incorrect. Stay there.
Josh, I think you're in pretty good shape because I have no idea. I'm going to be guessing completely out of the blue. What is this now? A rookie quarterback?
Who was the first rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl era to throw three touchdown passes in a playoff game?
Rookie. I don't remember him doing it, but I'll just say Tom Brady.
I mean, great guess. But incorrect, and Josh wins the tickets to the Dodgers and the Padres on Monday.
Josh, stay on the line, Josh. Good job.
It was.
Who was it?
Dak Prescott.
Really? It just happened a couple years ago?
It did, yeah.
No quarterback who was a rookie had ever thrown three touchdown passes in a playoff game.
Yeah, that
before.
Came from NFL.com.
Well, that's a good question right there. That's really good, Scraby.
Good stuff, guys.
All right, way to go, Josh. You're going to see the Dodgers and the Padres on Monday night. And we'll have another round of Chris versus the Fans coming up on Monday's program. But when we come back, Akbar Baja Villamila will join us, the star of American Ninja Warrior, formerly the star of the San Diego State Aztec football team, and a friend of the program. And he's got a new book coming out. We're going to talk about all of that with Akbar when we return. It's Gwen and Chris broadcasting live from 9th and Market Street. It's Ravino, the Foodery, grand opening today, taking us right up until Padres Red Sox on your home for the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Padres fans, get excited. It's Friar Friday, presented by Penske Honda Chula Vista on 97.3 The Fan.
Not only is it Friar Friday, but it's opening day, grand opening at Ravino, the Foodery, here on the corner of 9th and Market Street in the East Village, about five-minute walk from Petco Park. So Gwen and Chris broadcasting live tonight until 6 o'clock. Then it'll be the Padre pregame show. Then it will be the Padres and the World Series champion Boston Red Sox in town for a three-game series starting tonight. Chris Paddock on the mound for the Padres. But back to Padre baseball momentarily. Joining us right now, one of our all-time favorites. He is, you know him as the host of American Ninja Warrior. I know him as one of my all-time favorite defensive linemen for the San Diego State Aztec football team and broadcaster. And my goodness, now he's an author as well. And that's Akbar Baja Villamila joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Akbar, how you been, man?
Man, I've been doing good. It's been a long time. All is well?
Yes, all is excellent. Tony, by the way, says hello. He's very sorry that he couldn't be part of the interview, but he had to go get ready for his TV gig tonight. He's doing a pre- and post-game on TV. But definitely wanted to pass along his best wishes.
Tell Tony he big-timed me. Tell him he big-timed me, and I'm going to show up at his doorstep.
That's actually what I meant to tell you, is that he big-timed you.
It's not the first time we've delivered that message.
Yes, it is. Say, hey, I want to get to your book. I totally do, and I want to get to Aztec football. But, I mean, everybody knows you now from this American Ninja Warrior. I've watched a little of this show. I'm so proud of you, man. You're hosting a network television show. That's got to be blowing your mind a little bit.
You know what? I got to be honest. It is. It still is. You know, this is going on 8 years for me. And, you know, I was just thinking about it. And just, you know, every now and again, you have these reflections about where life is and where it's going. And I thought, you know, after the NFL, this is the longest professional job I've ever had. Not after the NFL, even longer than the NFL. I only played 5 years in the league and really four actively. So, you know, when I look at that and I go, man, like this has truly been a blessing. You know, I think back to 2001 when I graduated from San Diego State, the San Diego State University, with a degree in communication, I'd be lying to you if I thought that told you that I thought that this is exactly the way it was going to turn out. But, you know, it's truly been a blessing from the Lord. And, you know, to be hosting Ninja Warrior, which has become really part of a phenomenon. It's, you know, this is a thing that's turning from a lifestyle brand to a phenomenon. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the quality of show and also to the type of stories that we tell on Ninja Warrior.
No question about that. I mean, it's a phenomenon is a perfect way to describe it because, I mean, people, it's like must-see TV. Now, tell us a little bit, just real quick, I don't know, take us a little behind the scenes of American Ninja Warrior and in terms of where do you get these contestants? Where do these people come from that want to take on these challenges? Because they're amazing, these people, and they're, I mean, on the surface, they're just normal, everyday people like you and I.
That's right, and I think that's the electrifying thing. You know, I go back a little bit, you know, when I got the gig, and I remember, I'll never forget, you know, March 25th, 2013, everything changed for me. My life completely changed that day when I got the call that I was going to be the host of American Ninja Warrior. But I'd be lying, and I even put this in my book, my new book, Everyone Can Be a Ninja, where I talk about my NFL arrogance. Well, I played with LaDainian Tomlinson, and I played with Jerry Rice and Tim Brown and Charles Woodson. I was, like, name-dropping athletes in my head. So when I walked on stage my very first year, just like I've seen some of the best recognizable athletes. I mean, I was teammates with them. But then what took place afterwards was, here's this guy who's a janitor. Here's this guy who or woman who overcame cancer. And here's this person who's their first year, and they saw something, they were motivated. And they do some extraordinary things. And I think Ninja Warrior on TV is amazing. But it's a different level when you're actually there live and you're watching a live taping of Ninja Warrior and you're looking at these obstacles, because sometimes you can't tell dimension as far as how far you, we say it's 10 feet or 20 feet, but you can't really get a good understanding of how far they're projecting their bodies on some of these obstacles. And so some of the reactions you see is really me being humbled and really, oh my goodness, I can't believe, like, there's no way LaDainian Tomlinson can throw his body from one end to the other. Now, I know he can run a 4.3, 4.4, but he can't do this, you know. And so, you know, when I watch them, they're ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And I think that's the lovely part about it. That's what the fans grow to love, because they see themselves in the athletes. You can't see yourself in LeBron James. It's very hard because LeBron James is a freakish athlete. He's a celebrity, whereas these are ordinary people who don't have a celebrity status to them, to themselves, but yet they're doing things that we all wish we could do or want to do.
Yeah, I know. I watch this show from time to time, and I know that I could do nothing of this. It makes me kind of angry because I wish I had that athletic skill. Akbar Baja Biamila with us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. So you just mentioned your book a little bit. Tell us about it, and then tell us about the event that you have going on this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And so for me, it's cool that I get to come back to San Diego, kind of where I grew up, San Diego State. But they have the San Diego Festival of Books, and I'm going to be one of the featured author as my very first book, Everyone Can Be a Ninja. This is a book really that talks about overcoming obstacles. And I've been inspired by these athletes that I just talked about. And I look at how they overcome obstacle after obstacle physically on the show. But what it made me do is really kind of think about my life to become more vulnerable and talk about the obstacles that I had to overcome, whether it was a learning disability while I was at San Diego State or from an injury or even things in my personal life. Or, you know, my very first year on American Ninja Warrior was an absolute bomb. I bombed it. And here I'm thinking, like, oh, my word, how did I ever get escalated to, you know, network television, and who hired me? Because I mean, I couldn't read a teleprompter, but I had to push past all of this to complete the season. And then, you know, when I got the phone call that I was going to be hosting it for another year, I was blown away. In fact, I gave my goodbye speech to everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity, because I was quite sure my first year I was not going to, after my first year, I wasn't going to be hosting Ninja Warrior or any television show for the rest of my life because I stunk so bad. But, it was the patience, the perseverance. And this is what I see in the athletes every day. And so I tell not only my story from former teammates like Nnamdi Asamoah, who I played with at the Oakland Raiders, my good friend Allison Felix, who's the most decorated female Olympic athlete in the history of the U.S. And we tell stories. And from the ninjas, I talk to these ninjas, not about their feet on and the obstacles they overcome on the show, but in their personal lives, because some of them are worth, you know, really worth digging in deep, like Zach Gowen, who's a former wrestler who turned Ninja Warrior, who competed on our show with one leg, literally one leg. He threw off his prosthetic leg and ran the course with one leg. And so it's these types of examples that really motivated me to write this book. And so I'm excited. I'll be at Liberty Station tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. sharing my story, signing my book, my very first book, Everyone Can Be a Ninja. I'm super happy with the way the book has been going, the book tour, the sales, all of it has been great. And I think it really speaks to the fact that people, they look for that. They look for these inspirational stories, and hopefully this book will motivate, you know, others to live past their perceived limitation.
Akbar, it sounds to me like that book is just right up your alley and almost ought to be written about you. I mean, you're an amazing success story yourself, based on everything that you've accomplished. I mean, since being at San Diego State, I mean, that's why I say I'm just proud of you. Every time I turn on Ninja Warrior and I see you up there hosting the show, it's phenomenal. And I imagine that you feel blessed to, you know, not only be there, but like you just said, to be around these kinds of people that have overcome so much just to compete on this show, and just normal everyday people that all of us can identify with. That's what I think great about it.
You know, I feel beyond blessed. And, you know, I think back to my time at San Diego State, and I think about the Aztec. You know, we got the Aztec football season coming up. They've got UCLA coming up this year. And I think about, for so long, San Diego State was considered an underdog. And you look at their underdog path to success. And, you know, I was there during the glory years of rebuilding the program, building the foundation. I like to preface it that way. And you look at what Rocky Long has done with the talent that he has on his team and how he's elevated guys on the team to the NFL. But when you look at this year and what they got going on, I look at that as kind of a metaphor of life. You know, things don't always start off great, but at the end, if you'll push past the uncomfortable part, you've heard this saying, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And, you know, like, I can't wait to play UCLA. I can't wait to this season. But that's been the story of my life. I liken it to my experience at San Diego State. But it has been, you know, the book is sprinkled with some of my stories in there. It's the very first time I stepped on a San Diego State football field, the very first time, you know, I took an L, or when I got that starting position, or competing against my brother, you know, who's the all-time sack leader at San Diego State. But they're sprinkled with different athletic story, personal stories, or, you know, when we talk about perseverance, you know, having to play my last game at San Diego State after losing my mother in a car accident, you know, and how do you turn that dial? But what is the mindset of a young person who just lost their mother 6 days prior to their final game at San Diego State? So, but these are things that I'm excited to talk about and share. Coach Toner called me and said he's going to be at the – my old San Diego State coach is going to be at the San Diego Book Festival. So I'm excited. I got some support coming out. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of my old San Diego friends and the San Diego community, all the people who supported me and helped me get to where I am today.
Hey, make sure you drop by and go see Akbar Gajamiamila tomorrow at Liberty Station, 3:30, for his book signing. And to me, Akbar, you are a true success story. Just yourself alone and just
doing
everything you've accomplished. It's fantastic. It's probably been 4 or 5 years since I've had Akbar on the show. And I couldn't imagine Akbar, and neither could he, that he'd be on American Ninja Warrior and now be as popular as Simon Cowell, practically. So it's pretty good, Akbar. Pretty good stuff, man.
I will tell you the one time that blew my mind, where I go, this is getting a little out of hand as far as attention. You know, every now and again, you know, when you're driving in L.A., there's some, you know, some nutty drivers. And someone cut me off, and I rolled down my window to give them the mean look, like, you know what you just did to me. And that person looked and go, oh, my gosh, you're Akbar. And I go, oh, and I had to turn that mean face into a smile, but I was so mad that the person cut me off. I was like, man, I can't even get nobody the mean face anymore. Like, you know, the mean face, like, come on, don't do that, you know. So anyway.
No, you're a celebrity now, man. You gotta play the part. You got to play
the
part.
Good luck. Next time somebody cuts me off. Thank you so much, though. I appreciate it.
Akbar, thanks for Thanks for looking us up, coming on the show, and good luck with the book signing tomorrow, Liberty Station, 3:30, and continued good luck with everything else. We'll catch up with you down the road. Thanks again, and I'll make sure I tell Tony that he big-timed you.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Akbar Bajabiamila joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15% APR. Low rates mean low payments. Apply today at sdccu.com. That's a great story. That's just a great story.
Yeah, that is, you know, a great story.
I mean, Akbar, honestly, when he was at San Diego State, was overshadowed there just by his brother Kabir, who was, as he said, the all-time sack leader for the Aztecs and still is. But Akbar has gone on, and no knock on anyone else, but he has just accomplished so much in his life that you can never imagine that Akbar Bajamiamila, as he said, he couldn't even read a teleprompter when he started.
Yeah.
And now he's starring on an incredibly wildly successful television show.
That's right. And one thing that it told me is that even if you're an NFL star, you still have self-doubt, because he thought he was going to get fired after the first season of American Ninja Warrior. So it made me feel better that it's not different for other people.
You're not the only one that has self-doubt?
No, that made me feel a lot better.
Did you think you were going to get fired after the first year of this show?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get fired like every single day. I think our boss told me to pack my bags the other day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's going to have to do it over my dead body. I will not let him do that.
Oh, that's so nice.
I will not let him do that.
You know what else is nice? Is if Judy Kirkish calls us back within 10 minutes, because she is our biggest fan. Judy Kirkish, you have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 to win a pair of tickets to see the Padres host the Dodgers Monday, plus a special bonus prize this week. You also win a pair of tickets to the Rose Bowl when UCLA hosts Oklahoma on Saturday, September 14th. That's not it. You'll also be entered to win a grand prize, a road trip to Las Vegas that includes a two-night stay at the newly renovated Flamingo Las Vegas, along with tickets to see Paula Abdul's new show. Make sure to sign up 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to enter.
Spell that last name just in case. Judy
K-I-R-K-I-S-H.
That's what I thought. All right, Judy Kirkus, your 10 minutes starts now. Give us a call. That is a huge prize package just for signing up. And the rest of you, if you're not signed up yet, go to our webpage, 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Get yourself signed up for a chance to win all those prizes. When we come back, the Big Five next.
Grab your favorite Padres cap, sit back, relax. It's Friar Friday, presented by Penske Honda Chula Vista on 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, that's a piece of sausage and extra cheese pizza.
Wait.
I'm finishing off here.
I go stand by, and Chris puts a piece of pizza in his mouth.
Heck yeah. I can't just sit here and look at it. It's too good. Ravino, the foodery, grand opening. Today is the day here in East Village, corner of 9th and Market. And we're broadcasting live. Gwen and Chris. I'm Chris Ello. Matt Scrabia is sitting alongside. Tony is down at the stadium already getting ready for his TV gig. I'll be getting down to the stadium myself in a little while for the pregame show. And
yes,
then,
you
of
will.
Course, at 7 o'clock, we got Red Sox and Padres. First game of this three-game series. But this Ravino, the foodery, this grand opening is just a humongous success. I mean, there have been hundreds upon hundreds of people have come through here since they opened the door at 2 o'clock. And there's a good reason to come through here.
Yes.
They have pizzas everywhere. They have pasta. They have takeout. They have to-go. You can dine in. You can get a nice table outside and eat. You can get some gelato. You can get these gigantic. Can you just turn around, Scraby, and steal one of those chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think they'll notice the chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost larger than, like, a glove.
I am putting all of these things on 97.3 The Fan SD's Twitter.
You guys got to come down here. I mean, if you are coming to the Red Sox Padre game tonight, you need to drop by. Just park your car wherever it is you park, and then walk on over here, because we're only 5 minutes from the stadium.
Yep.
Walk on over here, say hello. Ravino, the foodery, I mean, this is a restaurant, and this is a takeout place, and this is an Italian market all rolled into one.
It is.
It's fantastic. Amazing. So we're having a great time here, but, Scraby, we have to take care of business, and this time of day means we take care of the Big Five.
It's now time for the most unpredictable, most wacky, most opinionated segment of the show.
I wouldn't brag about it.
Gwen and Chris talk about the best of the rest.
Great balls, you fire!
Ooh, with a twist.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
The Big Five begins right now.
Don't panic, but there's absolutely nothing to worry about.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, I'd order the sausage and extra cheese pizza.
Will you please stop eating a piece of pizza before you have to talk?
I can't help it. I can't help it. It's too good.
Okay.
All right, Scraby's going to do the Big Five today. Tony, as I said, is at the stadium, so that means Odd Thomas steps in as the MC for today's Big Five. How are you today, Odd?
Good, guys. How are you?
Well, I know you're probably odd and a little bit nervous because your Red Sox are in town.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he told us that the last time the Red Sox were in town to play the Padres was, what year was it, Odd Thomas? 2016. 16?
Yep. I had a sign that said, hit a home run for my birthday, Big Poppy.
That's right.
And did Big Poppy oblige?
No, he only had one pinch hit at bat the whole series, and he struck out.
Yes, because it's a National League ballpark, so there was no DH.
That's brutal.
Well, they didn't let him play. He's a DH.
Did they see Thomas's sign?
They should have put him in the lineup. I agree with you. All right. Well, who would
number
you like?
Five.
If you could have any, before we get to the Big Five countdown, if you had any Red Sox who could hit you a home run this weekend, Odd Thomas, who would it be?
It would have to be the eyesore, but he's on the IL, so it would have to be JD Martinez probably, though. But I don't want Scraby to get upset if I say his nickname.
We can't say his nickname anymore.
Please don't.
We've done that before, and it's gotten us into trouble.
Yes.
All right. Red Sox, Padres, Odd Thomas. Here we go. Big Five. Swoosh, number five.
Number five.
The New York Giants may have a quarterback controversy on their hands after Daniel Jones has lit it up in the preseason. Head coach Pat Shurmur has thrown some fuel on the flames. Shurmur interrupted this very direct and simple question from a reporter. Do you like Daniel enough to give him a shot at the job earlier than... I've said it all along. Daniel, when it's his time to play, it's going to be ready, and we're going to continue to get him ready. We've got a couple of weeks left before we play Dallas. Shurmur never ruled out Jones starting over Eli Manning in week one. Are you going to go with Eli or Daniel Jones as your week one starter? Chris.
Eli, and then I'm going to go with Eli as my week two starter, and my week three and four and five and ten. And as long as Eli Manning is healthy, he'll be quarterback in the Giants. And maybe if the Giants are 0-10, they might make a move, but I never get overly excited when a rookie quarterback has a good preseason. Maybe it will lead to something, maybe it will not. The NFL world is littered, I tell you, with guys that have been unstoppable during the preseason. You got Eli Manning, a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. I know he's on the downside of his career. Let Daniel Jones learn for a year. The Giants will be better off.
Scraby?
I think that I'm going to have to go with Eli because he's got the better experience. I go back to when Alex Smith, the number one overall pick for the 49ers, got thrown into the mix by Mike Nolan, and he got eaten alive because he was on a terrible team. And I really think it ruined his career for the next, not the whole career, because he started making the playoffs and he played well with the Chiefs, but his time in the 49ers organization was bad because of that move. So I don't want to see Daniel Jones get ripped apart by defenses because the team's not that good. So I'm going with Eli week one.
I don't know how good Daniel Jones is, but I mean, Josh
Rosen. He's been pretty good.
Great. So Josh Rosen was great last year in the preseason too. And now,
was he?
I don't know. I'm just saying it doesn't matter. The preseason tells you nothing, and everybody makes a big deal out of it. Daniel Jones will have his turn, but I think it'll be Eli for a while.
Number four.
All right, Brooks Koepka is clearly never going to take people talking trash about him lightly. Koepka appeared in the ESPN's annual body issue this year and had a message for anyone who wanted to criticize his photos. He said, "It's one of those things where all these people talk crap and whatever on social media. They don't have the balls to do what I do, and they wouldn't look as good as I do. So, does the ESPN body issue interest you, Scraby?"
No, it doesn't. I don't care to see these athletes naked. Number two, Brooks Koepka, I agree with everything he said until he said, "and then they wouldn't look as good as me." You didn't need to throw that in there. Just further proves to me that you're just a jerk, and that's all you want to do is just put people down because you have to tell everyone, "oh, I look better than you." There I go with my Brooks Koepka voice again. But yes, I'm not into the ESPN's body issue, and I'm not into Brooks Koepka telling everyone they're ugly. Thank you.
Chris?
I'm not personally into the ESPN, the body issue, but I respect the athletes and what they do with their bodies and their willingness to pose. It does take a lot of guts. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Not only are you posing naked for the photo, but you got to walk into the room. You got to walk out of the room.
He said it's really weird.
There's a lot of people around that are, it's not just.
He said 30 to 40 watching you.
People that are just sitting in their live telling you, move your leg a little bit this way. Move your elbow.
Can you tuck that behind that?
Yeah, right. I didn't say that. You did. But I really do respect all the athletes that are in the body issue. They have phenomenal. We should all be so lucky. Well, we should all be so lucky to take great care of ourselves like they do. But personally, it's not my bag, as it were.
Real quick before we move on, they put up his body image, his photo at East Lake Golf Club, which was where they're playing the Tour Championship. They put a massive picture of Brooks Koepka.
It's like on the side of a building, isn't it?
They're roasting him, and he said the same thing. But there's some guys on tour that you know are pretty athletic as well. So I wouldn't be saying that about those guys, Brooks.
Number three.
All right, former two-time UFC champ Conor McGregor recently found himself in the news for all the wrong reasons once again. A month-old video appeared to show McGregor punching an old elderly man in an altercation in a bar in Ireland. In an interview with ESPN, he said, "Hey, what can I say? It does not matter. There is no answer to what is done. I was completely in the wrong. There is no need to discuss even any of the evidence and to begin where it started at. What was going on outside, inside, any of that. I was completely in the wrong. It was unacceptable behavior, and I accept that." For a long time, Conor McGregor has had the upper hand with the UFC, but after all these issues, who has the upper hand now? The UFC or Conor McGregor? Chris?
I don't know who has the upper hand between the UFC and Conor McGregor, but why is Conor McGregor not in jail? What are we waiting for? What more does he have to do? How many more people does he have to punch for no reason whatsoever?
If they don't press charges.
If
they don't press charges, he doesn't go to jail.
Well, the guy got beaten so badly, he probably can't press charges. I mean, this Conor McGregor is a complete idiot. He's a and I would honestly tell this to his face. This guy is a you think.
Wait, you would tell this to his face? Well, you're hoping you get hit.
No, I'd run really fast after I said it. But no, I mean, you talk about Brooks Koepka and you say he's a jerk. You're not a jerk.
He hasn't physically assaulted anyone.
This guy's a jerk. He runs around and he you know, beats the heck out of everybody anytime he has any disagreement with him. I don't understand what he's doing not in jail. That's honestly, and I don't really care to watch him perform in the IFC anymore.
UFC,
IFC, OFC, FC, anything.
FCC.
OMG.
I'm
just totally not into this guy in any way, shape, or form any longer. And I'm tired of him thinking that we all are into him and that he can get away with this kind of crap endlessly, because he has.
All right, Scraby.
Yeah, I am with Chris, but I think he still has the upper hand because there are a lot of people out here that like his brashness, that like his behavior.
They like his behavior?
They do. There are a lot of supporters of that, and so he still has the upper hand.
There are
hand
a lot of supporters of people
rooting
for people to run around town and just beat the snot out of people for no reason.
I'm not one of those guys, but yeah, there are. There are. And Conor McGregor, though, I think with this specific incident, I think this is his last one before things start going bad for him the next time.
I don't think so. I think he passed his last one about 5 years ago. So I don't have any confidence that Conor McGregor's ever going to suffer any consequences from any of the crap he pulls.
Well, he will end up in jail if he keeps doing what he's doing.
Not that it matters, but did you guys see the video? The old guy took it like a champ and barely flinched.
Well, the
he's from Ireland, too, so.
Yeah, maybe in Ireland it's unmanly not, you know, to press charges, but that's ridiculous. I mean, you let this guy run around punching people all the time. It's enough already.
Number two.
Jimmy Garoppolo had a rough 2019 preseason debut for the 49ers. While Garoppolo's issues might be chalked up to rust after he spent almost a year rehabbing from a torn ACL, what if there's another answer? As you're aware, Garoppolo first spent his first 3 years of his career with the New England Patriots. Garoppolo often is the topic of conversation in the Boston sports media scene, and after his struggles with the 49ers preseason game against the Broncos, where he went 1-for-6 passing with 0 yards and one interception, were discussed on the Patriots radio broadcast Thursday night. Patriots color man Scott Zolak dropped a little knowledge or gossip. He said, "One of the worst practice quarterbacks we've ever had here. Do you have to be consistently good at practice to be good in games?" Scraby?
Let me just start with, I'm a little bit worried about my Jimmy Jesus. I think he's going to take a long time to get started in this for this year, and the 49ers are going to be out of it before they even get into it. So, can you be a consistently good at practice to be good? Do you have to be? Yeah, you do, because he threw 5 interceptions on 5 straight throws the other day, and then he had a 1-for-6, 0-yard interception game with the Broncos. Obviously, he's not practicing well. Obviously, he's not playing well, and I am worried. And they're going to give him extended minutes in this third preseason game because they're worried, too. So, there's my rant about Jimmy Jesus.
Chris?
You obviously don't have to be a very good quarterback in practice to play in games. Otherwise, Jimmy Garoppolo wouldn't ever get off the bench in a game because he can't even complete a pass to his own teammate in a practice.
He's struggling. But the defense is really good, the 49ers defense.
I don't care. The bottom line is a lot of guys don't practice very well and can play well. But you do have to prove yourself before you can get away with that. And Jimmy G hasn't proved himself enough to where he can afford to be this bad in practice and expect that they're going to turn this franchise over to this guy. I mean, they're going to be keeping a very close eye on everything he does. And I'm not ready to crown the guy yet. I mean, four good
games.
You
want to crown him? Crown him.
Yeah, I mean, at 4 good games at the end of a season and games that didn't matter, that's what Jimmy G did, and that's all he's done.
All right, guys. Well, in the interest of time.
You've survived another edition of the Big Five on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, we survived the Big Five. I can't survive all these people walking by with the gelato here. I've got to go tackle somebody and get some gelato. I can't stand it any longer. We are at the grand opening of Ravino, the foodery, 9th and Market. Back with the final hour of Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby sitting alongside. On your home for Padre Baseball, 97.3, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.